Hi, I'm Orbert Davis, and welcome to the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic Jazz Cast Series, where we sit down with music legends as well as rising stars to hear their stories. This monthly series is all about sharing experience and knowledge with you. Thanks for tuning in. For more, visit chicagojazzphilharmonic.org. Let's do it.
Brave.
A motivational artist.
Warrior.
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Indomitable.
Inspirational.
Profound.
A beautiful young Latina.
Intelligent.
Capable.
Fierce.
Undeniable.
Authentic.
Determined.
I ride, slide of these actors and actresses out in the fire and eye. I dust myself off of these awful views, awful be keeping me up at night. My demons, I feed them, I need them, I'm breathing them all alive, cause they keep me on the darker side.
There's a certain fire about creating, about putting your story to paper and setting it ablaze with your voice for the world to hear and see how truly like them you are. I never want to stop making meaningful music and being a voice for women, a voice for all who feel voiceless, and a true practitioner of hip-hop.
Whip you, slave you, treat you like you're nothing, trick you, play you like we ain't worth loving, afflict you, deprave you, head hunting. They will not save you, but changes come in. How many times are we proving our worth? It seems to me we've been doomed since our birth, soiling and toiling and working the dirt. We are out of our patience, our bodies are hurt. Put food on the table, they give us the scraps. This can't be life, we are bigger than that. You gotta know this is bigger than rap. This is bigger than rap.
With your help, maybe we can have the next Chicago hip-hop representer. The next woman rapper who won't compromise herself and will tell her story. Our story.
Chicago, Windy City, Chi-Town, they're all my home. Then I think, what a pity, Chi-Rap is how you know.
In just 1 year, all around the world, guns killed. 86 people in Denmark, 138 in Sweden, 146 in Great Britain, 157 in Israel, 188 in Australia, 216 in Austria. In just 1 year, in the city of Chicago, 435 lives were lost to gun violence. Where do we go from here?
Where do we go?
Like gangsters, we need to heal all our anger. We need to take back our land, grow our own food and love like our grandmas. We need to meditate like gangsters. We need to heal all our anger. We need to take back our land, grow our own food and love like our grandmas.
Get the baletero, get the homeboys too. Get the bucket boys, the boys in blue. Call the spirit of our ancestors, say their names. This is for the fallen soldiers, revolution starts today. Get the baletero, get the homeboys too. Get the bucket boys, boys in blue. Call the spirit of our ancestors, say their name. This is for our fallen soldiers, revolution starts today.
Vengan y vean pa' que todos crean. Mi cuento lo escribo pa' que todos lean. La reina del barrio lo tiene al diario. En paseo boricua mientras se pasean.
I'm all linguistic.
My flow's futuristic.
My code is encrypted.
So hackers can get shit.
I get masochistic.
The pain is inflicted.
And as you bear witness,
I'll check my lipstick.
My sushi kid.
Lipstick.
My honey love.
Lipstick.
My violetta, my freshman rock, and my Russian red. My lickable, my candy, my bombshell, my angel, my sweet and sour. Too many tried, pass me by, I got more speeds than a stick shift. I swing my thighs, my hips on lie. I know you wanna get in this, but don't you get it twisted. Off the dome and scripted, I'll chew you up and spit you out without smearing my lipstick.
Pinky ring.
Pinky ring.
Pinky ring, baby.
Pinky ring.
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 Pinky ring. That's Pinky with a Q. Dreamers. Are you with me?
With me?
Oh, love it. So give a big warm welcome to Pinky Ring. Come on.
Hey, friends.
Oh, Pinky, it is so good to see you.
Amazing to see you, too. I'm so excited to be here. And you guys all look amazing. You all look beautiful and wonderful. Are you all excited to be here? Give me a thumbs up if you're feeling good. Oh, yeah. You're looking good.
Love it. Oh, my gosh. So many of you know Pinky because she has come to camp several years. For those of you who were with us last year at camp, she also came in, and she might be new to some of you. And one of the things about Pinky, as you just saw, and again, if you want to go to speaker view so you can see her, feel free. One of the things about Pinky that I think, at least for me when I first met her, was her energy and her passion for what she does. So Pinky, I know that some of our students know your background, but what brought you to become this powerhouse rapper, bringer of hip hop into Chicago and into your life?
Well, I think for me, what was really important was when I first listened to hip hop, the fact that it spoke to me in a way that I felt like I had never been spoken to before. I felt included in a conversation. And so it was really important for me to then become someone who is sort of facilitating that conversation as well and adding my voice to it, because as most of you all know, there really aren't there are a lot of women in hip-hop, but they're really not celebrated as often as they should be. So for me, growing up in Chicago, born and raised, I went to Lane Tech High School. Some of you guys might be familiar with that school. And so it was this huge school with thousands of students, and you really had to find a way to set yourself apart and to stand out. And so for me, my sophomore year is really when I got started listening to hip hop and getting into it. And then I realized, well, I can do this too. And because our stories had been stifled for so long, because our voices were not heard, I realized that I needed to become a part of this conversation and then help use my platform to include other people to share their stories and to also become a conversation, part of the conversation. There's this quote that I'm always using with my students, and that's, if you don't tell your story, somebody else will, and more than likely they're going to get it wrong. So I'm sure a lot of you have, you know, heard something about yourselves, or someone else tried to tell your story or tell what was going on with you, and it's not fair, right? Because you have a voice as well. I really dislike when people say, oh, I'm giving a voice to the voiceless. No, everyone has a voice. It's just who's providing the platforms for them. And that for me was hip hop, was a platform for me to heal the things that I had been going through, but also was a way for me to share my story and encourage others to do the same. And so hip hop was the perfect platform for that, because hip hop was born in this sort of time and movement where we needed to tell our stories, and where there was a lot going on in our communities that needed to be told. And I feel like we're, you know, it's full circle. We're sort of coming back to that now, where with everything going on in the world, our stories are important. How we are dealing with things like COVID, with police brutality, with racism, it's really important that we talk about it. So everyone here, all of your beautiful faces, you all have a story as well. It's just really, how are you going to use that? Do you use your instrument? Do you use your voice? Do you use your dancing, right? What is it that you're using to tell your story so that no one else tells it for you, and so that you get it 100% right? And people really understand who you are, where you come from, who your family is and what you believe in. So for me, that was hip hop. It was sort of a born out of a rebellion because my parents did not let me listen to hip hop music. In fact, does anyone here know who Kirk Franklin is? He's a gospel artist. Raise your hand if you know who that is. Yes. So you will be surprised to know that I used to have to sneak to listen to even Kirk Franklin music because anything that was too lively was like, nope, that's not good. That's not Christian. So, you know, for me, it was sort of this rebellion, like, oh, you're not going to let me do this? Watch me do it. But now it's like, well, yeah, rightfully so, because I was going through a lot. I needed a medium to share that. And for me, that was hip hop music.
Oh, my gosh. Love that. Amazing. So here's the thing about Pinky. Not only is she a musician and a writer and a creative and, quite frankly, a teacher, she has also most recently been doing something that has her travel the world. Pinky, tell us about that.
Yeah, so I 3 years ago, I applied for this program called Next Level. And so it's a hip hop diplomacy program. And you're probably like, what in the world is hip hop diplomacy? So they send us overseas to do work with other countries and other hip hop communities in other countries. So funny enough, is my first year, I didn't get into the program. And that really made me feel a kind of way about myself, right? It really made me doubt myself. It really made me think, am I good enough for this? I have you guys on grid view. So can you raise your hand if you've ever felt like, you know, maybe this is not for me, or maybe, or if someone's told you that you're not good enough for something or that you can't do something. Yeah, almost all of us, right? It really made me feel a type of way about myself. And so the second year I said, you know what? I'm going to reapply because I know I'm really good at what I do. It took a lot of my friends and my mentors giving me the positive energy that I needed to reapply, and I made it into the program. They sent me to Cambodia. A Puerto Rican girl from Chicago in Cambodia. Wait, what? It was incredible to me because I was like, I had never dreamed of being there. That same year, they sent me to Morocco on a second program. Mind you, they only send you on one program and that's it. Ja, no mas. So they sent me to two programs and I was like, okay, you know, really had me feeling myself a little bit more. And then last year they asked me to become a program manager. So what that means is now I get to fly in before the other artists. I get to meet with hip hop communities in different countries and set up a program. And what happens at the end is we do this big concert. So all the students in the program perform at this big show. And mind you, hip hop in a lot of other countries is not what it is here. You know, sometimes it's not accepted. Sometimes parents don't think that it's, you know, a good career choice. So it's really cool to be able to travel from the US overseas and represent for women, represent for Chicago, represent for Puerto Ricans in another country. But more than that, it's really important to show them how important hip hop is for me and what it's done for me and what it could do for them. So this year I went to Nepal in the beginning of the year to plan the program. Unfortunately, COVID happened, womp womp. So I couldn't go back, but next year I'll be going back to Nepal. And I was just assigned another country, Sri Lanka. These are all places I never would have ever thought that I would be at. But it's really funny, and actually funny story. When I was in Nepal, I met this woman who works in the embassy. And she's like, Pinky, I've never met a Puerto Rican before, and you are just meeting and exceeding all of my expectations. And I was like, okay, that's right. So it was very funny for them to be like, I never met one before. Now I've met one, and you are just everything that I imagined. You know, for me, that's really dope because from having my life for so long be stifled, for not being able to share my story, for being told what to do, what to wear, what to dress, not to listen to Kirk Franklin, it's really dope not to be able to travel overseas and to show my parents that this is, I actually have a real job. You know, I actually rap and I get paid for it. So it's been really, really cool, especially for us in the creative arts. We all know sometimes playing an instrument, being an artist, people discourage us from it. I'm here to tell you, do not let anyone veer you from your path, because if I can do it and if I'm traveling overseas and doing this as a little Puerto Rican girl from Chicago, you 1000% can do the same.
Oh, love it. And that's a theme from earlier when we heard from our guest that be yourself, be authentic, you do you, from Craig Robinson earlier. So, Pinky, with all of the traveling and with all of the writing, and then you had said COVID hit. So what are you doing creatively now for yourself?
This is actually my recording studio. So I just moved this year. Interestingly enough, the beginning of the year, I moved to a new apartment, a two-bedroom apartment. I was going to make music in the second bedroom and, you know, it was going to go down. It was going to be incredible. And then COVID hit and I'm like, where am I going to find the money to pay for this two-bedroom apartment that I just got? So in order to keep creative, I needed money. So I just used a lot of the beginning of the year to apply for different grants. And that's something really important for you all when you get older and to the point where you have some sort of track record with your creation, with your music. You can apply for grants in the city. They have lots of creative grants. So I won one from the city of Chicago. So I'm going to be releasing a new album this year. Thanks to them. Thanks to the city. I like city money. Makes me feel good. Actually, funny enough, 3 years ago, they paid for my first album to be made. 4 years ago. And then 2 years ago, they paid for me to go on tour. So this grant money is real and it's accessible. It's available. They haven't really awarded it to very many hip hop artists. So I'm really proud to be one of those artists because I know what I'm trying to do with this. And that's to totally represent for Chicago. So thankfully I got that grant. Shout out to taxes, because when you have half of your home as your business, you can write that off on your taxes as well. Good inside information for you all. Once you get to the bill paying age, it's not easy. Get as much help as you can. So I moved into this two bedroom and it was sort of scary because I didn't have any money, right? Musicians were not traveling. Musicians are not performing. There's no venues open. So it was very, very terrifying. But at the same time, it was almost like the perfect timing because I was able to set up my home studio and record myself instead of having to go travel to a recording studio. So that's how I've been keeping busy. I also teach something similar to this. So I'm having sort of flashbacks of my students. They're mad at me for being with you all today. So just know you guys are very, very special. And gals, you're very special. They're like, Pinky, you're going to cheat on us today. I said, that's okay. All the babies need the love, you know? So I teach a class like this. That's been keeping me creative. That's been keeping me on my toes and has also helped me keep other young people in Chicago with their mind focused on their music instead of sort of what's going on in the world. Unfortunately, the creative bug in me was not really working during COVID. There was so much to worry about and so much going on, but I feel like I'm sort of transitioning now that I have some stability. I know that I won this grant. I won another grant from this organization called Vital Voices. So hopefully now it'll start getting the screws turning and get some new music out, because I got to release an album. The city's paying for it and it's happening. Has anybody ever felt like you've had like a creative block? Let me see some hands if you felt like you've had a creative block or you, yeah, all of us. Sometimes I think it's really important to honor that, right? And just say, okay, maybe that's not what I'm supposed to be doing right now. But sometimes you can do a lot of things to really spark that. For me, leaving my phone at home, going for a walk, and really just taking in everything that's going on around me really helps. And just surrounding myself with creative people. So you all doing this program and being here, instead of being stuck at home watching cartoons all day like I do sometimes, is really, really important and really cool, because it starts to get those wheels turning and then you're not, sort of stuck and not creative. So this is really awesome. I'm really glad that you guys are here and doing this. Just be as creative as you can, but honor those moments where your brain is like, enough already. I don't have this right now. Totally fine, because COVID is something new that we're all dealing with for the first time. Every generation is dealing with this for the first time. So, you know, do what you need to do to sort of honor yourself, honor your process. But at the same time, you are the author of your story. So this time, how cool would it be to get some pieces written about, you know, what you've been doing and how you've been maintaining and surviving? I see Morgan says multiple creative blocks. I hear you. I hear you. Me too. You know, and sometimes you just got to let that be, you know, do something else to keep your mind busy. But then, you know, jump back in once you can, because you don't want to go too long without creating. That's the thing that like sort of pushes us and pulls us as well. So.
Well, and love your honesty, Pinky, of just, Yeah, some of us have really been struggling, just feeling the weight and the heaviness, not even of COVID and being stuck at home. Also all of the social unrest and with all of the Black Lives Matter and the protest, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in, and the world is kind of getting shook up. So for us to be struggling creatively, understandable, and it can also fuel us because of the unrest and wanting to begin to use our voices. So love that your voice is coming back too.
And I'll actually add, you know, with what you're saying is, you know, about this kind of moment in time being really important and so much going on. My first concert, and it wasn't even really a concert, but my first show since COVID was actually at a rally, at a protest, right? And so that was, it was in Pilsen. It was by an organization called We Got Us, and it was a Black Lives Matter rally. And it was my first time on a stage in a long time. And it was so beautiful to be there for that movement and for that moment, and to see how much music heals us all, right? When you think of like what's going on now and like all the DJs going on Instagram and Twitch and Facebook Live, they're saving us. Like I always say, DJ saved my life, right? So music really is a way for us to cope. And so that, you know, it's really important for me. That gave me the performing on that stage in front of there were hundreds of people there, gave me the motivation and the push to remember why I do this and why it's important. And the song that I performed was one that you all heard in that video. And it's called Revolución. And it's about, you know, what the times that we're in and what we're living in, but it's always applicable. You know, really use this moment as a sort of launching pad for whatever it is you have going on, because that creativity is really what's going to save all of us. It's really what's going to help heal all of us as well.
Can I get an amen to that up in here?
A woman.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. So, you know, I want to make sure that all of you, our students, there are some questions in the chat. I really want you to be able to use this time to ask Pinky about her journey and her insights and whatever you want her to share. So Jordan is asking, how do you get copyright on your songs?
Really important question. Jordan, where are you at? Where's Jordan?
Give a wave. There he is.
Hey, Jordan. Did I see you? Were you there last year? You look familiar. Okay, I knew it. You look familiar. I never forget a face, I'm telling you. So what a great question. And interestingly enough, I just met someone who does like strictly copyright work. And a lot of what he was suggesting was having your own publishing company. So you need to register with either ASCAP or BMI. But publishing is really where it's at. That's where you get your dollars from, you know, YouTube streams, maybe if they put it in a commercial, if they put it in a movie or what have you. So getting copyrights on your song is very, very, very important. But what you have to remember, what I'm noticing a lot of young people doing, is that they're taking beats from the internet. You can't copyright that, right? Because the beat, unless you have an agreement with the person who made the beat, the producer, you can't copyright that. So it's really important before you think about copywriting and publishing and all of that, think about your piece of music and making sure that that piece of music is copyrightable, meaning you have rights to the beat, the words that you have. Another thing is when you use samples in your music, Kanye West does this a lot. When you use samples in your music, it's very, very hard to get that to pass through. So doing as much as you can to either recreate those sounds or linking with a producer. I wish someone had told me this when I was younger, when I was into hip hop. Having a producer rapper duo and then a DJ, boom, you're unstoppable, right? But when you have a producer and a rapper, then you know that you can copyright this music. You know that it's your music. You own it. That's how you can start getting money from it. Because to be honest, a lot of folks for a while will not be getting paid from performances. I don't see venues opening anytime soon. So really, really important to link with the producer so that you know that your music is copyrightable. You know, it is legit. You're not using anyone else's anything. That's been a big issue sort of in hip hop, is this kind of borrowing, which is what hip hop was founded on. But now, you know, we have to give people their proper payment for the work that they did as well. And an album, you know, single, it can vary the cost of it, but it's always important to have some money to the side that you can use to invest in yourself, because it is going to cost money. A lot of people think that just overnight you're going to make it. No way. You know, you're going to have to put a lot of your own money into it. And you know, you can start writing your songs and then registering with either ASCAP or BMI for your publishing, and then looking into a publisher or someone who can help you sort of get that going. You can do it independently. You get yourself a publisher, producer, you'll be good to go.
So Pinky, I would like for Kenneth to, and I hope I'm saying your name correct, honey, if you would unmute and ask your question live. She's unmuting now.
My question was, did you ever get to like your breaking point when you were trying to become a hip producer and or star?
Wow. Are you a therapist? Because I need a therapist. Sis, like, can you help me out? Because, you know, I'm at it right now, I think. No, I'm just kidding. when you say breaking point, do you mean like a point where I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore?
Yeah.
But sis, every day. Every day I wake up and I'm like, really? Is this really what I decided I wanted to do? It is not easy, you know? And that's the thing that I really want to make sure that you all know is, you know, any artist that you think has made it overnight, oh no, they've been doing this for 10 plus years. Usually that's the breaking point. 10 years of doing something is usually when you make it, you know? So that's a long time. Yes, it is very frustrating. It's definitely a male-driven industry, so it's really frustrating being a woman in this industry. It's really frustrating making money in this industry. And then now with COVID, like shows, you know, all of that stuff has kind of gone out the window. But I would say that for every breaking point, there's always a reminder that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. For every single breaking point where I'm like, forget it, I'm not going to do this anymore, something happens, someone emails me, I get some opportunity, I get sent to some country, and then it reminds me, okay, you know what? I wouldn't have been given this talent by God, Goddess, Buddha, whoever you believe in. I wouldn't have been given this talent if it wasn't to use it for something good, and if it wasn't just to use it in general. So yeah, there are a lot of breaking points. We've all sort of been there. That's kind of the price of being a human being. But, you know, just listen to those reminders and trust yourself. I think that that's probably what I've been dealing with the most, is trusting myself enough to know that I'm good enough and that I'm making the right decisions. So it really speaks to that point of just trusting yourself, you know, in that I'm very good at what I do, believing in yourself. There's this thing called imposter syndrome, where it's like, you feel like you are not supposed to be doing this, like you're a fake, you're a fraud, you're going to get found out. That is a very real consequence of how we were raised, how we grew up, and just of being, you know, Black and brown people in the United States of America, where it's like, you can't do this. I'm here to tell you that you absolutely can. And that voice in the back of your head, shut it off. Listen to your heart. Your heart will always tell you what's right and will always lead you in the right way. That goes with dealing with boys, with girls, with all of that, right? Trusting your intuition and really listening to your heart is really important. We're taught to turn that off, but no, that's really important to listen to your heart and to know that you're good enough. If you have to be the one to tell yourself that all the time until other people do, then be that person. But find a group of people that are encouraging you and pushing you like I have. I have mentors. I have my students push me. You know, my family finally accepts me and pushes me. So find those people that are going to uplift you, because you need that. The music industry in any capacity is not easy, but it's also not impossible.
And I love that you brought that up, because that's really across the board, whether our students want to go into music or into business or into engineering, whatever it is, it's so important to then be able to step into and be aligned with what you want to do, not what you think you're supposed to do, not what you think you should do, but what you really want to do. And even Pinky struggled with her family, saying that, you know, she wasn't being accepted, but she stayed true to who she is. And finding that passion of your gift is huge. I mean, that's really all we're doing in this lifetime, is finding our passion so that we can bring it into the world. Love that, Pinky. And Chris, yeah, Pinky did say that she attended a protest with her first performance after COVID.
And yeah, a few protests, actually. there was some stuff going on in like the Little Village and Pilsen community that was dealing with sort of the Latinx community and like the anti-blackness that happens there. So they had a protest to show like we are with the Black Lives Matter movement. We are with y'all. So I did that. I did one downtown. I did a few. And I did get COVID testing. So don't worry, I'm free and clear. As soon as I finished protesting, I went straight to the doctor and got a COVID test to make sure, because I wanted to see my abuelita and my mom and my dad. So I went, got tested, and I was good to go. But yes, I've been attending protests since I was in high school. And so it's been a while since I've been to one. And that was kind of the energy that I needed as well from the people, from the movement. And it just sort of reminded me like why I'm here and why I'm doing what I'm doing as a visitor, you know, in hip hop and as a light skinned Puerto Rican woman in hip hop, I know that this is a Black culture and this is a Black culture that I benefit from. So it's my job to uplift those beautiful people that, you know, have taught me what I know and have given me a platform in order to be a performer and to be a rapper. So yes, the protests were, and they were safe. You know, I know a lot of people are seeing stuff on social media and seeing stuff online and looting and rioting and all of that. Like when I tell you that these protests were the most beautiful things I've ever been to, completely safe. No one was doing anything, you know. We don't want to take away from the folks that are, you know, really on the ground and doing this work. It was safe. It was beautiful. And definitely everything that I needed to regain that fire and remember why I do what I do.
Love that. Okay. So LaShawn had asked, do you have any regrets? But I want to change that question a little bit, because I want to change it to, what, if anything, would you have done differently?
I am a strong believer in everything happens for a reason. Also a strong believer in, man, that was tough. And sometimes these things don't need to happen. You know, sometimes like, why am I strong enough to deal with this? Am I strong enough to handle this? I've been through a lot in my life. And I'm glad to say that I don't have regrets. Are there moments that I wish I had more opportunities or that things happened differently? 100%. I wish I had found a mentor in music when I was in high school starting to rap. I wish that someone had told me when I was going to college, my first few years, that I could have a career in music. People were discouraging me so much, like, oh, well, get a teaching degree or get this or get that. It wasn't until my junior year that I finally changed my major to creative writing, because I was like, you know what, if I'm spending all this money, I'm going to do something that I'm actually interested in doing. A lot of us, especially first timers, I'm the first in the family to graduate from college. And a lot of us don't have that information because we don't have parents to be able to tell us, hey, you know, the world is your oyster. You could do all these things. I didn't have that. So, you know, these are all learning lessons though, and not regrets, because now I can use my platform. That's why I teach now, because I want to be that person for the next upcoming rapper that I needed when I was upcoming, right? That I needed to help me keep my head in the game, keep me focused, keep me working, keeping writing. There were a lot of moments in my career that the lack of money didn't allow me to prosper or to flourish. So I wish I would have known about, you know, saving my money, about creating a business bank account. I have one now. So now people can write checks to Pinky Ring. It's amazing. I can write checks to people. Jordan, yours is coming in the mail for being awesome. So you get you a $2.50 check coming in the mail, Jordan. You're welcome. So that's a lot of money from a broke person. So for me, it was really, really amazing to be able to do that now. But again, if I wish I had learned the business behind music, questions like what Jordan is asking me, and I think someone else asked about music and what I used to record. Dude, I wish I had someone that I could ask those questions to. I wish I had learned how to record myself. I had to learn that now because of COVID. If I had known that before, it would have been easier for me. I would have had my whole album done by now, but I'm having to learn slowly but surely. So those little things, you know, that you could learn or you could do, they're not regrets, but they are ways in which I can help the next generation be better than I ever was. And that's really my goal. Like, I feel like I made it already. You know, like people are like, well, what, you know, are you famous? Have you made it? And I'm like, well, people recognize me when I go to the grocery store and I have no makeup on. So I guess I kind of made it somewhat. And so, you know, I'm happy where I am and I'm happy to be able to be that influence for the next person and step back and watch them flourish and watch them do well.
So the biggest things that I'm hearing from you, Pinky, are the preparedness in the beginning. Once you know what you want to do, align with people to support you and build you up, and then that you're paying it forward and you are building it up for everybody else. It's all about the love. It's always all about the love.
And you can be any age to be an influence on someone. You all right now could be mentors to someone younger than you playing your same instrument or doing what you're doing. And don't be afraid to ask questions to your mentors. Ask them for help. Ask them for advice. I wish someone, you know, I had someone like that growing up. I have them now as an adult and it's really helpful, but you know, don't ever be afraid to ask questions. There's no such thing as a silly question. Once you get your answer, pass that full information forward. And I see this question got asked a few times, so I'm going to address it. Did it hurt to get the COVID-19 test? I love that question because, you know, raise your hand if you saw that video of the lady getting the swab put in her nose and it looked like it was going into her brain. Did you guys see that video? Yo, it scared me so much. And I was like, I don't ever want to get a COVID test ever. But that's the way you're going to know if you have COVID or not. And it's really important because a lot of younger folks are the ones that are getting it now. And, you know, the ages sort of 18 to 29 are the ones that are getting it and passing it on. So if you, there's a lot of free places that will do COVID testing. Just have peace of mind. You guys can go get a free COVID test. It doesn't hurt. So my doctor did the mouth swab. Doesn't hurt at all. Just, you know, like when you have strep and they kind of put that thing back in your throat and you feel like a little bit, that's it. And then it's done. And then some of them, I'm actually today at 2:45, I have another COVID test because I'm a germaphobe, y'all. I get tested all the time. They're like, are you back again? And I'm like, I just need to make sure. They're going to do the nose one. So I'll let Leslie know and she'll let you all know if it hurts particularly.
Hilarious. Yeah. I feel a song coming from that experience.
The COVID test.
In our last 5 minutes, once the world, we're never going to get back to what it was. The world is going to look different. But once it opens up, you begin to travel again. What else is next for you? And what is your album called, if you have a name yet?
Yeah, okay, awesome. Next for me in the world is, you know, definitely this album. It's been a while since I've released new music. I've been really focusing on sort of teaching and just kind of getting my mental health together. Very important, y'all. I see a therapist weekly. It doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean something's wrong with you. In fact, I'm usually really good and happy and I'm just sharing my happiness with her. But when I'm down or when something's going on, she's really helps. She's sort of like a sounding board to help me figure out what's going on. So, you know, mental health in our communities is very, very important. So if you have the chance to be able to see a therapist, please, please do. But my album will sort of reflect that a bit. So the album is going to be called Phoenix. And the reason it's going to be called Phoenix is because I shared some of this with you all last year. But in 2004, the year after I graduated from high school, I was in a car accident that left me in a coma. The car burst into flames. Two off-duty officers pulled us out of the car. I don't remember any of this. I woke up at Cook County Hospital, which is now Stroger, and had no idea what I was doing there. And was like upset, like, what are you guys doing? Brain experiments on me, what? I'm getting out of here. And so I went to try to leave and I fell because I didn't realize that I had been in a coma. They showed me a mirror and I had like a scar going across my head, a broken nose, broken teeth. I had to get fake teeth. So because the car burst into flames and, you know, I sort of, before that accident, was living my life in a very negative way, right? Disrespecting my parents, drinking, smoking, doing whatever I wanted to do. I really had no regard for other people. From that accident forward, my life completely changed. Like a phoenix from the fire, I was reborn and became someone new. So this album will be called Phoenix because it's sort of my rebirth. It's my reintroduction to the music industry since it's been a while since I released a project. but it's also my rebirth. On that album, I'm going to be talking a lot about mental health, about my struggle in hip hop, about women and about all that stuff. So Phoenix is going to be really, really important. And, you know, just exciting, fun. It's going to be a turn up, but it's also going to be a way that we can sort of educate ourselves. And that's the way to get, you know, put the medicine in there, right? Put the medicine in the turn up, right? You got to be able to have really fun songs, but also songs that, you know, really mean something. So it'll be called Phoenix. Someone asked where I went to college. I went to UIC. I graduated with my degree in creative writing, with honors, first in the family and with honors. So just to say, you know, no matter what your situation is, you can do it and you can represent for your people. And Morgan said, mistakes are just problems yet to be solved. Come on with the bars. You all are just so smart and so inspiring. And I'm so happy to be here with you all.
Honey, where can they find you and your music?
Yeah, so you all can go to, I'll type it into the chat. Pinkyring.com is my website. And I'll type that there.
Let's ask the real important question. How does she type with those nails? Come on now.
So you got, it's a butterfly. Do you guys see it's a butterfly?
Oh, that's amazing. Ooh,
so fancy. So Pinky underscore ring on Instagram and then Pinky ring on Facebook. And, you know, I do want to say before I go that I am now your TT, right? I'm TT Pinky. I am now someone else in your life and in your corner that cares about you and wants to make sure you're good. When I was talking about a mentor, when I was talking about, boom, hello, I'm right here, right? If you need anything, you can feel free to DM me, to message me. No matter where in the city you are, you can do my hip hop program. It's songwriting and music entrepreneurship, and you get paid for it. You get paid to do the program. So high school folks that want to make a little extra money, you get paid to do the program. So keep in contact with me, and when I'm re-registering and students are reapplying, I will keep you guys at the top of my list, because it's really important, like I said, to have mentors, and here you have one. There's a lot of questions that I didn't get to answer. Feel free to message me, to go to my website, my Instagram, send me a message. I'd be happy to answer anything you have and to help guide you guys in any way, because it looks like you all are on fire. You have great questions. You're amazing young people, and I'm so, so proud of you. I want to make sure you all know I am proud of you.
That concludes this episode of the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic Jazz Cast Series. We really appreciate you tuning in. Sharing these stories wouldn't be possible without the support of listeners like you. To hear previous episodes, make a donation, or to simply learn more about our mission, please visit us at chicagojazzphilharmonic.org. See you next time. Chicago Jazz Philharmonic Conversation Series.